get a lot of questions from people that ask about controlling animals or attracting animals or repelling animals for that matter, specifically in a situation where somebody is being attacked by an animal or they're afraid of animals. Well, one of the things you have to understand about animals is that we inherently control all animals, that is, human beings, because in the order that God put us here, we're actually a higher form of being, obviously, than an animal is. That being said, we can control animals. The difficult part with controlling or attracting animals is having the confidence that you are the controller. A lot of times, people are afraid of animals, and so therefore, the animal instinctively knows that you're afraid of that animal, and so they're not going to let you control the situation. They're really not going to listen to you. But if you have the confidence, knowing, going into the situation, that you are the controller in that situation, you can attract animals to you. You can repel animals away from you if you wish. We use the example of birds. But when you get good at this, you can really attract any type of animal to you that you want. We've known people that could go out into the woods and start doing yin breathing and using a powerful attraction mechanism like that and actually could attract animals to them. We've known people that have done this course that have gone out fishing and have attracted fish to the boat and to the lines. Now, that sounds kind of bizarre or strange, and some people might not believe that, but when you create the chi powerfully enough, you can do a lot of amazing things with it. The key to being able to control animals or being able to repel animals is really the fear factor, and the belief factor, believing that you can. The reason why most people cannot control dogs or animals, let's say a dog is coming after somebody, well, the initial response is fear. You fear that animal, and so therefore, it's very hard for you to get yourself in control. Therefore, you're not going to be able to control that animal. If you can get outside of the fear aspect of it and realize that you are in control, you can use the Joshua Jericho shout and basically shout the animal down, and you can certainly practice this. Again, you got to be careful with that shout because it is very powerful once you hone it down. The first time you do it, it may not be that powerful, but as you get the breathing and the mechanism of the shout down, you can actually use it several ways. You could use it to stop an animal right in its tracks, no matter how big or small, you can do that. Again, the factor comes back to the fear. Now, everyone, or not everyone, but most people are going to be afraid, let's say if a bear or a lion or a tiger or some ferocious beast were coming after you. But you do have control over that animal. Again, you have to get past the fear factor. So if this is something that you really want to do and something that you really feel that you really want to get good at, it's really starting to control your own animals. If you have pets at the house, you can actually start to send them mental images and messages, getting them to come closer to you and using your yin breathing in order to bring them into focus so that they can actually start to come and do your bidding more and more. We have some people that have done this with dogs and cats to the point where they could basically send almost a thought image to the animal and say to the animal, hey, go pick up your ball and bring it to me, and that animal will respond. Now, how long is something like that going to take? Again, it depends on the individual. It depends on how much flight time you want to put in. All of these techniques come back to how much time do you want to put in to hone down techniques. I'm giving you specific techniques that you can use in the event that you want to go down that path. The problem with focusing in any one area too much, though, is that you kind of get stuck in that area. Just like I talked about just putting out the candle all the time. You can get really good at that technique. It's not that hard of a technique to learn. But again, if you get real good at it, it kind of doesn't leave you open to get some of the other benefits because you're basically concentrating in that one area. Same thing's true with controlling animals or learning how to repel animals. You're getting real good at that particular type of technique, and if you only concentrate on that one area, yes, you'll get very good at it, but you may be limited in other areas with which you want to use the energy. So always keep that in mind, that every technique that you do might possibly be done at the detriment of another technique that you want to learn. Of course, contact us and we can kind of talk you through how to set it up so that you're getting the maximum benefit and getting the maximum amount of techniques to work for you.